It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is back in Washington, D.C. this week, and CPR's Caitlin Kim reports there's a lot to get done before the next recess in August.
Topping the list is another coronavirus relief package. Republicans are expected to unveil their plan this week after Democrats passed one 2 months ago. Some of the contentious issues include whether to extend the $600 federal unemployment benefit, lower it, or end it altogether. It expires this month. Additional state and local aid is also expected to be a sticking point. While the two sides try and hammer out an agreement, both chambers will also move on the defense budget. The House is also expected to pass Senator Cory Gardner's Great American Outdoors Act this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coloradans have been struggling to pay their mortgages on time during the pandemic. Black Knight, a home loan analytics firm, says 5.5% of Colorado homeowners were behind on mortgage payments at the end of May. In February, before the pandemic took off, that number was below 2%. Colorado is still doing better than the rest of the country. The national rate is about 8%. The Pandemic Relief CARES Act lets homeowners with federally guaranteed loans request a pause or reduction in mortgage payments for up to a year. Joy Byrne, the first woman to chair the University of Denver's Board of Trustees, died Friday. CPR's Taylor Ellen has more.
Burns had two stints as a chair from 1990 to 2005 and another from 2007 to 2009, but she was involved with the Board of Trustees long before that. She joined the DU's Board of Trustees in 1981 and became one of the longest-serving trustees in DU's history when she retired in 2017. During that time, she raised and donated millions of dollars for the university that helped build new facilities and fund campus improvements. Outside of DU, she was one of the founders of the Women's Bank, later renamed the Colorado Business Bank, and the Women's Foundation of Colorado. She was also the owner of the Colorado's Explosion Women's Professional Basketball Team and served as the president of the Sportswomen of Colorado Foundation. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Temperatures are down a little to start the week, but not much. 92 in Denver this afternoon, dipping into the 80s tomorrow, then back in the 90s for the rest of the week. 80s in Colorado Springs today and on Tuesday, 90s in Pueblo. It's staying sunny and hot for Grand Junction with highs near 100. It will be a bit cooler there later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.